think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate, terms apply, subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Every time you guys keep saying Alex Cora, I get a little nervous that you're going to fire me for being a manager of the Red Sox. I don't know, same name, but my goodness.
Might be the next manager of the Red Sox.
Hey, I'm available. No, we'll see what happens with Alex Cora. We'll get into that in just a second.
If you know the analytics, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, first base is that way, right?
There you go. Who's on first?
What's on second? I don't know who's on third. Yeah, exactly. But we'll get into that in just a second, guys. But last night, the biggest story has to be, obviously, Joe Burrow capping off one of the greatest seasons in college football history by leading LSU to a 42-25 victory over the Clemson Tigers. The Tigers won, guys. We knew that was going to happen. Joe Burrow, 463 yards. That's a playoff and BCS college football record, by the way. Five touchdowns. He had one rushing touchdown. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, I believe his name is. 16 carries, 110 yards. Jamar Chase, unbelievable. 221 yards off of nine catches and two touchdowns. I think Randy Moss's son, Thaddeus Moss, also had two catches as well into the end zone. So congratulations to him. On the other side for the Clemson Tigers, Trevor Lawrence, I guess, laid an egg, so to speak. 234 yards. He had one rushing touchdown, no passing touchdowns. Three different running backs for Clemson had a touchdown. And here's another stat, guys. Joe Burrow's 60 touchdown passes breaks the NCAA FBS single season record. So the Bengals will have an enjoyable season at quarterback once they draft first overall. Joe Burrows. We'll see what happens, though. Leaning that way, but we don't know for sure, because anything can happen in the NFL draft. Let's look at the odds for next year's college football playoffs. Right now, as it sits, Clemson is the favorite, 2-1 odds to make it to the playoffs. Alabama, 4-1. LSU's at 9-2, and Ohio State is at 7-1. That is because Alabama and LSU obviously will lose their quarterbacks in Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrows, but for the Heisman odds, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, that's why Ohio State is still in one of the top four odds for the college football playoffs. He is your Heisman favorite at plus 175. And Trevor Lawrence, sunshine over in Clemson, plus 550. Those are your new Heisman Trophy odds for the 2020-2021 football season in college. Guys, let's talk about it. You were just a little getting a little tense over there, guys, but the Houston Astros were caught stealing signs using a Canada
system.
Joe, I love
how everyone thinks we get tense all the time.
I got a little chilly there, but I know you guys are just, you know, you guys are you, so I was like, whoa, it's, they're getting heated.
Yeah,
it's great.
We're fighting across 10 state lines all every morning.
The entire East Coast is feeling it, guys. The entire East
when
Coast.
I find you, Joe, down there in Miami, watch out. I'm going to bring Antonio Brown and the cops with me.
You're going to bring a bag of you-know-whats as well and chuck them at them? And
I'll bring tense. A bag,
imagine,
Joe. Bring
imagine
a bag
Trump walking on the field last night prior to that game. Talk about tense, my word.
Yeah. Well, he makes sure to do it down south, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to talk about tense. You should have seen Nick Saban on the sideline wearing a credential.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, my
yep.
gosh. Six-time college champion. Oh, I got to still wear a credential. Like that was pretty funny to see.
And he's like, "Why am I not playing in this game?"
Out on the sideline too.
Yeah, he's sitting there like, "I could have scored on that play. I could."
Yeah, I should have been playing.
Hey, it's great to not see Bama and the Patriots in the playoffs, but that's just me. Let's go, guys. Houston Astros. The original sanctions were general manager Jeff Lunau and AJ Hinch, manager. We're going to be suspended for a year, but the Astros got ahead of the game. Well, I guess not really ahead of it because it was after the fact, but they fired both the GM and the manager. Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, said they neither of them were the ones who started it, but neither did anything about it. We need to move forward with a clean slate. So that's what they plan on doing. However, they still have to lose their first and second round draft picks for this year and next, and a $5 million fine, but I guess that's nothing to MLB owners. So a pretty hefty fine to some, but not to others. Really quick, let's go to the association, guys. Let's get some recap of some games, some interesting ones. The Pacers taking down the 76ers, 101-95. TJ Warren, who we just saw get into a fight with Jimmy Butler and ejected, played hero as he blocked a potential go-ahead three-point shot with 29 seconds left. Malcolm Brogdon for the Pacers had a 21.9 assist game. Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner also had double-doubles in this one. Ben Simmons had a double-double of 24 points and 14 rebounds for the 76ers. Let's go to Los Angeles, where the Lakers take down the Cavaliers 128-99. LeBron James had a game-high 31 points, 8 assists. I know Ben O'Brien downstairs is excited about that one. Dwight Howard had a season-high 21 points and 15 rebounds. A nice double-double for him. Kevin Love for the Cavs had a double-double of 21 points and 11 rebounds. Guys, this is the Lakers' ninth straight win. Who's going to stop them? It might be the Clippers and Lou Williams and Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. Battle for Los Angeles will probably happen again later in the season, but it will end in the playoffs. We will see what happens there. Really quick, guys, early lines for the conference championship game. Titans and the Chiefs. Chiefs are your 7.5-point favorites. Right now, the Packers and the 49ers. 49ers are your 7.5-point favorites. We will see what happens. Championship Sunday this weekend in the NFL. Finally here. All right. Going to send it back to the crew on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Tuesday morning.
The Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here as, a national champion was crowned last night. LSU, congratulations. Joe Burrow, the future will hopefully be bright as long as the Cincinnati Bengals don't screw that up. But great performance, historic performance, capping off one of the most dominant seasons in college football history for a program. LSU now set the record for the single most points scored in a season of any team dating back to the 30s. And they can all thank Joe Brady and that little page out of the, and it's fitting that they were in the Saints home there last night, because that's they certainly did look a lot like the Saints in a lot of aspects there last night, opening it up for the first time. Congratulations. First quarterback since 2003 to win the Heisman and the national champion. And he didn't steal any crab legs or crawfish. So that's good. That's where the Jameis Winston comparisons, I hope, will stop for him. But they did an amazing job. Nothing about it. But however, I can assure you, Vegas and the books around the country are already telling us Clemson. I hope you're not sick of them, because they'll be back again next year as the favorite. And I think LSU dropped all the way to 8-1, 9-1, somewhere in that ballpark there. Where do they go from here is the big question, too, for LSU. It's great when you have a quarterback like Joe Burrow to run that system. How easy is it to find Joe Burrow in the LSU, in the SEC, rather? So I think there's no doubt, Dane, that SEC quarterbacks, it's been one of the worst quarterback-driven leagues we've seen, mostly because they get crushed, and it's not exactly the it ain't the Pac-12. There's a reason why a lot of quarterbacks get drafted out of the Pac-12 and not the SEC, because look at Tua, guys. It's not an easy conference to play in, so I want to see what they do from here on out. Yeah, you can – they get athletes, Dane, but can you get that quarterback?
Well, I will say this. There's a new route these days, the transfer route. So maybe someone now wants to come and play for this offense. You know, yes. That's another route also. And you're right, Joe, about the SEC quarterback. You know the best SEC quarterback in the NFL right now is Dak Prescott?
Oh. There you go. Way to go.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, so that's Texas
A&M is now, right?
Yeah, Texas A&M too as well. Maybe, yep. Yeah, it's kind of an anomaly, the whole SEC quarterback, stud quarterback situation. Doesn't happen very often, and Joe Burrow is certainly going to be, over the next couple of months, it's not the last you're going to hear of him. You're going to hear a lot more of him, especially come draft day, and I can't wait to hear the people the negative Nellies that will pop up always around draft time going, well, he's, I don't know that it necessarily, I'm not sure what else the kid could do besides break every damn record known to mankind and lead a team that has always been known, a program always been known for running backs and smash mouth football, because that's what the SEC is mostly. That's how you beat Alabama. Alabama's been the only team in the SEC really to come close to having some, quarterback success, but it's just mostly because everybody else on the team is ridiculous. I think that is a defensive program. LSU for years, defensive program. Some of the best, DBs and linemen and linebackers from LSU, just always studs on the defense. They never really had, they never really had that quarterback, that one person. So Burrow, I think, when the draft comes, Burrow will be by far the class quarterback of the SEC currently in the NFL, because outside of Dak, I mean, who is left? We mentioned Drew Lock in Missouri, but outside of that, what quarterbacks from the SEC? Stafford, I guess, Georgia still. Who the hell else? But even while Stafford was highly touted. He wasn't a number one pick. Yeah, he wasn't a number one pick.
Tannehill went top 10.
Tannehill at A&M. But A&M, I don't think, was SEC when he was here. I think it was Big 10. It was Big 12.
Yeah, that's true. And A&M was kind of more of a spread offense, right?
Yes.
They were more of a Big 12 offense. And then they moved over, you know. So it's interesting. You talk about the evolution.
There's not a lot of SEC quarterbacks, period. I mean, there's just not a lot.
There's not. Some of them are going to be in the XFL, but not in the NFL.
But not in the NFL.
You're right. Yeah, that's what I was mentioning. Joe, you talk about the evolution of the LSU offense, right? Where do you think Les Miles is thinking right now? You know, because he was all about this Alabama 6-3 kind of games, right? They had, I kid you not, Joe, they had Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry as their wideouts. They couldn't have an explosive offense, you know, when you think of some of the guys that are there or that they've had come through those doors. But it was a scheme thing, right? And I think we're realizing that the spread and the dynamic and the RPOs and quarterbacks with some mobility, that is what's coming to the NFL. And that was the most important, impressive part for me, Joe, about Joe Burrow. The stats are gaudy, but the pocket presence, the ability to extend plays, the ability to make those decisions. And it happens more than just the highlight plays, Joe. Honestly, you know, if you're 2nd-and-9, right, and you're dead to rights and you should get sacked and it should be 3rd-and-15, but you make a little play and get like 3 yards out of it. And all of a sudden it's 3rd-and-5 instead of 3rd-and-14. That is a huge play that people don't, you know, and Russell does it. Deshaun does it. And that's what Burrow was doing. And that was impressive.
It's also interesting, too, because time is now running out. I do believe the underclassmen, and I know Saban's been fighting for this for a long time. I believe there's only 2 or 3 days left for these kids to decide what they're going to do for the draft. And don't forget, guys, once they, you know, any NCAA eligibility that underclassmen have is gone once they say, I'm going to the NFL draft. And it's kind of hard. That doesn't give these kids, especially in this game here, it doesn't give them a whole lot of time to figure out exactly, you know, shake it off and try to put together a game plan. Because if they decide to go and they don't get drafted, they can't go back to school. They're screwed. So we see this time and time again. And I know Saban is a guy that for, along with a bunch of other guys, have been leading the charge going, can we move this date back, give these kids a little more time to shake the cobwebs, like get over the game? You know, the national championship games are usually loaded with a bunch of underclassmen who certainly can, their stock could go. A lot of things can happen there. It's not just a easy 1-2-3 decision. And I can certainly tell, talk about recency bias. You don't want to be a kid making a decision based upon one great game or, you know, you don't have enough time to really evaluate. And, you know, Saban's a lot of things, but he's always championed that, like, this makes no sense. Why are you putting these kids, you know, and even if they declare, and again, this is another thing he's always wanted. If he doesn't get drafted, if they don't get drafted, they should be able to come back, right? I mean, they should be able to have some eligibility. So there's just a whole lot for teams like, just think about it. I mean, between LSU and Clemson, we talked earlier, how many Sunday players are on that field potentially over the next couple of years? It's huge. They haven't had any time since football started to really think about what they want to do, Dan, with making the, if I'm a junior, do I want to forego? I haven't had time because I've been busy prepping for, you know, Ohio State. And now all of a sudden you got 48 hours, kid. What are you going to do? Crap and get off the bed. You're going to the NFL? You're not. What are you going to do? Like, huh? I don't get it. I think it's a little ridiculous. They should absolutely move it back.
I hear you. I mean, they're practicing, but there is like a month and a half between the SEC championship game and this playoff. Yes, they're practicing and getting ready for it. I have a question, Joe. And check me on this. In college basketball, can't you even like test the waters, hire an agent, stuff like that, and then like get the advice of the pro teams and then come back? Can't you actually come back in basketball for college? Like I always thought you could even like hire an agent and then rescind it in the process.
Yeah. Well, the NCAA does not allow, once you announce that you are going, once you hire an agent, you're done. So there's no turning back there. So
for some
you
reason
are,
in basketball, I think you can declare and then come back.
If you college are basketball. Not draft, as long as you know, it's right. Okay, so as long, okay. Yeah, you could say I'm going to go to the draft. You can change your mind as long as you know. But who the hell in their right mind is going to declare for the NBA draft and not have an agent? They've already got an agent.
So my
that's
question,
the other
though,
problem.
Is inconsistent between – is the NCAA – do they have different rules for basketball and football?
Yes. Well, age
that's
first.
Weird.
I mean, yeah, you only have to play 1 year in basketball as opposed to – you can't do it before your junior year in football, and I get that rule. It makes total
that
sense.
Declare and come back in basketball,
right.
But you can't in football. That's just weird.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. It's they don't. And again, you're asking – 20-year-old kids to make life-changing decisions 48 hours after they just either won or lost a college football championship game. Doesn't make any damn sense. Like, let them figure it out, give them some time, and test the damn waters, because you can't have an agent, right? So it's not like I can say, well, my agent is checking with team. No. I mean, and we all know that teams will blow how much smoke. That's why they use a lot of high school, like my high school coach or Saban or, some of these other guys they'll lean on. But ultimately, would you rather come back for another year at Clemson and compete for another national championship? Or do you want to go to the draft? Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't get drafted, but here's a practice squad. You know, it's like.
Right. No, I think it's completely messed up. And I just brought it up. The NCAA did announce a rule change last year for college basketball.
Right.
The new rule states, I'm reading it, the new rule states that players who participate in the NBA combine can return as long as they notify their athletic directors. And if they are not drafted, they can test the waters in a way that NCAA football players apparently cannot. And so I just think that inconsistency
there's
is
only
ridiculous.
There's only two rounds in the NBA draft. So if they're not within that, then yes, they can do it, but they can't hire an agent. I don't believe they're allowed to have any sort of representation. And I think that's what Zion had to be careful of last year, too, everyone, because it was the minute he declared he signed with CAA or whoever it was, right. That's when his eligibility went out the window. So, but yeah, Zion could have come back. But that was the other thing. Does he come back? Does he not? Well, the minute he hired an agent, it was over at that particular point.
All I'm saying is that the policy seems to be different for college football and college basketball players, and that is weird to me.
One can be an 18-year-old, and one has to wait until he at least is, a junior in order to be able to do it, which I don't know that you want a lot of 19-year-olds in the NFL anyway. I don't think that's necessarily a great thing.
But the thing is, if you declare, the door is closed if you're a football player. If you're a basketball player, if you declare, the door is not closed. It's weird.
Yes. Yeah, well, and again, because of the how many picks are there in the NFL? 232?
32 times 7?
32 times 7. So two, yeah, so 206. Mr. Irrelevant is what, 269? Something like that.
I get it, but
yeah.
Double A. It's weird.
Well, baseball, I think, is the same as well. Is it not? Still?
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because A healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GT's. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GT's is an easy one.
You can learn more about GT's at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast. We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jadi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so who would like to be the next, well, daily fantasy legend, especially on the golf course, because you can go for the green right now at dailyroto.com. And for a limited time, get yourself a free access to Daily Roto's PGA DFS products, including fantasy projections powered by Data Golf. You have PGA betting tools and, of course, the dailyroto.com fantasy golf optimizer. I wouldn't lay up if I was you. Go for the green with dailyroto.com. Just head over to dailyroto.com, enter the promo code GREEN, and get yourself access for a free 7-day golf membership right now. That's dailyroto.com. The promo code is GREEN, and get your free trial going. And don't forget that dailyroto.com is where millionaires are made. And as we take a look here now, a little bit at two. What is coming up on Sunday, 3:05, Tennessee Titans at the Kansas City Chiefs. And we do certainly have a few days for us to be able to catch our breath after three crazy-ass days of football there, Saturday, Sunday, and, of course, last night. But I can tell you from a market standpoint, we know that the Titans quickly became the big story of the weekend with being the number six seed, then not only beating the Patriots, but of course beating the Ravens. And they have cashed a lot for teams that have, for guys and bettors that have been ladies betting the Titans. Sure. And following them through. Good stuff. And by the way, the Titans now 11-7 against the number, 7-3 against the number, Dane, on the road is what we are seeing with Tennessee this year, which is good stuff. And now, of course, Kansas City, they're 12-5 on the number again on the year. They are 6-3 against the number at home. And we can see this starting to move a little bit here. I'm seeing just about 2/3 of the bets back in Kansas City. And actually maybe a little bit more than 2/3. But you know what's happening, Dane. That line ain't going nowhere. Right. In fact, I believe in the juice trending towards Tennessee now. What do we got? Plus at minus 115. What are you, what is FanDuel showing?
Not at FanDuel. FanDuel is 110 on both sides at 7.5.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of minus 115s now. So that's okay. Obviously liability from the book standpoint, right, on the Titans. And that means also there could possibly be in a lot of places a move down
to seven.
So we do know this, though. Playoff dogs of a touchdown or more, 37-26, 59% since 2003. They're also 6-2, Dan, get a load of this, 75% in conference title games. They don't often get here. We don't often have seven or more points in a conference title game. It's usually a field goal one way or the other. But when it's happened in the past, 6-2 against the number is pretty impressive here at this point. The total, though, is it continuing to go up? Are you at 52 at FanDuel?
52.5.
Wow. All right. So it's even going higher than that. So so up from there. Temperature is ass cold, I believe, to in the teens, they're saying. And I don't think that's going to affect.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it'll affect either one of these two teams there. But the under, I mean, at in the teens, you've got to figure. I know it's 7 points or more. That number, I got to believe, Dane, is going to continue to get pushed up from public perception. But much like we witnessed even last night with LSU, that number was at 70, 70.5 at some point as people kept pounding the over because of what you just watched them score 51 points against Houston. But we've talked about it. I'd be real weary about expecting a repeat of what you just saw. But that number, I think, is going to be 52, maybe even 53 when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I can see this one keep going up. Remember also these teams, when they played against each other about a month and a half ago, both teams were in the 30s. I think that finished at 38. I mean, excuse me, 68. I think it was like 35, what? 33, something like that, 35, 32.
Yep.
So that was a high-scoring game. We know the Chiefs are capable. And listen, what we've been seeing out of Tennessee is, you know, is absolutely ridiculous. They are just consistent. They remind me, Joe, the Titans remind me of, like, remember the Titans. Herman
yes.
Boone died a few weeks ago. And one of the things Denzel Washington used to say is, we got three plays. We run it like Novocaine until you can stop them. And those three plays for these Titans right now are Derrick Henry left, Derrick Henry right, Derrick Henry up the middle. And until someone stops them, I don't know if that's going to happen. Keep an eye on Chris Jones and that calf injury. Joe, do you also believe in special teams? Could that be a factor here in this total? We know they're dynamic return men for the Kansas City Chiefs, Hill and Hardman. Mm-hmm. These Titans have had special teams plays before. Do you buy special team or defensive, especially if the game opens up?
Well, I know the best punter on that on the field is going to be with Tennessee. We watched him go there. So field position, I think, absolutely going to be a big part of this, especially if it's going to be lower scoring. And it's just so strange because we've never got to this point. It doesn't happen often where, oh, we've got a 7.5 point dog in the conference champion.
In this level,
like,
yeah.
Seriously? Like, this is, I mean, there's Cinderella, and Tennessee has never felt like a real number six seed this entire year, which is what makes it even crazier. They were only a 5 point, I believe, 5 point favorite Kansas City in the first matchup, which had, you know, Tyreek Hill and everybody. So they had the full complement then, but during the season, they were only a 5 point favorite at home. And now they're a 7.5. And I'm trying to justify my head. Granted, neither are the same team, but
first game was in Tennessee,
points.
Joe.
I mean, Tennessee. Right, exactly. So they were a home dog in Tennessee at 5 points. So now you're talking about a switch of almost, what, 3.5 points there? I don't get it. I don't.
People are starting to believe in what they're seeing. Like, at that point, it was still early in the Ryan Tannehill tenure. Right? And now we're like, oh, wow, this is real. You know, I think maybe, if anything, that could be it, Joe. Because remember, now Ryan Tannehill is what now? Like 8-3 or something like that?
Right.
So if you had that over 16 games and the Titans enter the playoffs, you know, at 11-5 and as the division champs, maybe it's a different narrative. I think we have to believe that this Ryan Tannehill-led team is dramatically different than what they could do previously.
Yeah, and because the Titans won that game, too, you would think we'd be closer to a 4.5, you know what I mean? And that's the other interesting, like, you're giving us the key number of 7.5 here. You're even giving us the hook. I'm going, what is Vegas trying? Are they trying to bait us to take Tennessee?
So let me ask you this, Joe, because this is interesting. Just on FanDuel, okay? Moneyline in the AFC game, Chiefs -350, Titans +290.
Okay.
In the NFC game, it's the same exact money line, Joe. Niners -350, Packers +290. Same spread, 7.5 for both. But the juice is different in the NFC game. In the NFC game, you got Packers are 7.5, but minus 120. So I ask you, Joe, but if the money lines are identical, why is the juice on the same line different? Isn't the money line, shouldn't the money line then be different too?
Well, I can tell you right now. Identical. Yeah, but they're not as far as percentage of bets on them. So for Green Bay right now, you've got a boatload of tickets that are being written on Green Bay for the money line. So you've got 73% of the tickets, 64% of the money. And for Garoppolo and San Francisco, you've got 27% of the tickets and 36% of the money. So the public clearly on the money line for Green Bay, but the bigger bettors are on. That's why you have the 27% versus 36. So 27%, 36% of the money. So a higher percentage of the money is on Garoppolo and company compared to the tickets. And the juice is where now on that one? How much is it at? 115?
Juice is at 115, 120. It's actually changed in the last 10 minutes. 115, 120 on the Green Bay side.
On the Green Bay side. Yeah, there's big-time liability there. So, I mean,
that's where a number of it is going. The money line numbers?
What is?
Like so?
Well, it's like liability, like, anything else. Yeah, the books are going to be, it's all based upon how much money they got coming in on one. Right. I mean, Kansas City, rather, has got a very similar thing. It's closer to, it's 43% versus 57 regarding tickets, the amount of bets being made, 57% on Tennessee, 43 on Kansas City. But the money amount is much more on Kansas City than it is Tennessee right now.
Right. I guess my question is, like, why are then we seeing still identical money lines?
As far as the number goes.
The juice is moving a little bit with the spread, but it has no impact. Like, it's still identical money lines for both games. But the VIG is moving in one of the games.
Yes, only the other one, correct? NFC?
NFC one. Only the NFC.
Because the number's a little more lopsided in the NFC. They're almost even. You got 43 and 54, 57 and 46. So the AFC game is pretty 50-50 as far as the book's concerned. There's way more liability on Green Bay right now in the money line, from the money line perspective, which is why the juice is up. But you're talking about two games at 7, 7.5. The money lines are going to be the same until the bets start to swing it. And the totals, too. What is the total for Green Bay right now?
45 on the number.
45 on the number. And that's crazy enough. Even. This is
even juice.
At even, right? And it's interesting, too, because the public hammering the over, that line ain't moving much, Dan. I mean, that was 44.5, 45 that opened up. It has not moved. Yeah. Get a load of 75% of the tickets, almost 70% of the money is on the over.
Oh, really?
And it ain't moving.
Oh, I'm the other way. I guess the bigger number's on the under. I'm on the other way.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to figure this out. I got to talk through it with you, Joe. I'm trying to figure out how to hedge.
Well,
we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
It's going to be interesting. And I can Tennessee, Kansas City, way more action right now as far as handle goes than the Green Bay, San Francisco. A lot more people excited about Tennessee plopping their money down early.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So the current future odds right now, what do we got? How bad is Kansas City? Because I'm assuming they've got to be the overwhelming favorite, unless San Francisco is giving them a run for the money here.
Yeah, it's not what overwhelming. It's close.
How much?
Kansas City is 130. San Fran is 140.
Oh, wow. Okay. So San Francisco, Kansas City. What's Tennessee in this matchup?
It's a gap. Green Bay is the third choice now at plus 650, and Tennessee is plus 750. So 15-2 for Tennessee, 13-2 for Green Bay, and Kansas City and San Fran, you're just shy of 3-2.
Green Bay is such a interesting situation there, because at 650, at 6-1, 6.5, almost 7-1 there with the 49ers, and I know. I know they are screaming and yelling in the 49ers camp. He seems to be really afraid of his players not taking it serious, like sleeping on, because they beat him so good in the first game. Yeah, so he is going out of his way to make it a point, like, you are out of your mind. You know, he's using the I know Matt LaFleur. I know what's going on. And I don't blame him, because he should be at this point.
Exactly.
The last thing you need to do is sleep on an Aaron Rodgers team who can light you up. Yeah, exactly. So I don't blame him. Maybe that's not necessarily a good thing either. That whole, you know, that comfort zone going, all right, well, we destroyed these guys here, what, back in week 12 in our place. Yeah, and I ain't sleeping on that running game of theirs either. I do still think Aaron Jones holds the key to the promised land for the Green Bay. As good as Aaron is, I still think it's Aaron Jones that's going to hold the keys to the promised land for this team.
I think so, too. You know, listen, you can't take everything away from the last time they played. Right. Joe, we were talking a lot about Devontae Adams last weekend, right? Devontae Adams went off on Sunday. Oh. What was it like? 7 catches for like 180 or something like that.
8 for 160. He was
8 for 160. Cool.
Yep.
Check this out.
And I think it's like, the most ever in a Green Bay Packer playoff. Yeah, like crazy.
So check this out. In the game against San Francisco, Devontae Adams also had 8 catches, Joe.
Really?
But it was for a grand total of 46 yards.
Ooh.
Okay? So to me, that is a different way of playing him, right? Mm. They're not going to let him get behind. The routes will be different, that sort of thing. And I think that's very interesting. If you look at Aaron Rodgers, the yards per attempt against San Francisco was like 4, you know? So it's very different than what we saw against kind of the way Seattle plays. Okay? Right. So I think that was something to be to be learned.
Wow. So yeah, he really does. Yeah.
It's the yards per attempt, yards per target. They're keeping everything in front of them, you know? And so even more, I think, how are you going to have to loosen that up a bit, right? Enter Aaron Jones. Exactly what you're saying, Joe. I'm with you on that.
I do think. I think he is without a doubt he is going to be the key. If this guy can get close to 100 yards, I think they win. I think that correlates to a win there. It ain't going to be easy. And the question is, how much are they going to drop Aaron Rodgers back against that front? Because if he can establish the run a little bit, oh, my word, what could open up for Devontae and everybody else there would be crazy. And I got to tell you, what's the look ahead? I'm trying to see what the look ahead for AFC versus NFC.
Yeah, I got that for you.
I'm trying to think here. I mean, who do you like better of the four remaining? Who do you think's got the better shot here? Let's just suppose it's the top seeds, Kansas City and San Francisco.
I mean, listen, I can't switch horses now, Joe. I'm on Kansas City. All right. I've been kind of screaming about Kansas City for a while, so I feel like I can't switch that now. And if you look at conference, right now they have the AFC minus 120. Minus 120, NFC is plus like even money, 100. So, and I guess that makes sense, right? They have the Chiefs as the overall favorite. Yep. So the AFC is the favorite right now at minus 122. That's the way.
And that would be San Francisco, Kansas City. That's basically.
And that's interesting too. You know, the money line chalk, you know, if we channel our inner Papa Blewett, right?
Right.
Because they also have the name the finalists.
Ooh.
So
go ahead.
San Francisco, Joe.
Okay.
Is still minus 150, but if you want to go all the way, correct result. Okay. Like, I like Kansas City to beat San Francisco right now.
Okay, right.
That is plus 240.
Kansas City. So Kansas City this weekend, Kansas City in the end beating San Francisco. That's not a bad number, 2.5 to 1.
Yeah, for Kansas City over San Francisco. So, and let's put it this way, the extreme, right, all the way on the other side at 24-1 would be the Titans to beat the Packers. That's the far end of the continuum of all, eight possible combinations. That's the biggest one, 24-1 if you want Titans over Green Bay.
Well, let's take it at one time. If you're looking at, let's say San Francisco, right, which
– yeah.
And it's unique because even though they're a six seed, which one of those two teams, Kansas City and Tennessee, presents the biggest? Who's the better matchup? Who's the tougher matchup, rather, for San Francisco?
San Fran? I think Kansas City would be because Kansas City, Tennessee running like they've been, San Fran, Lynch and Shanahan have invested so much in that front, right? All the number one picks and job one stopping the run. So I think that would be tougher. San Fran over Tennessee is plus 650.
Plus 650. Okay. All right. That's, so back to that 6.5.
That's tough because I think that's the idea of Tennessee getting past Kansas City also.
Yeah, you know, right. Well, yeah, exactly. That's built into it there as far as that goes.
It's like San Fran over Kansas City is 2.5 to 1.
Did we have Green Bay, Kansas City? No, right?
In the regular season?
Right. No, we didn't, right? So Aaron Rodgers versus, let's say, and that would be a repeat of what? Super Bowl 1, 3, 5, something along those lines there?
One and two.
So Kansas City, Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers. I got to think that's the NFL's dream scenario.
Want.
No,
what
right? Would, I mean, and what would you have there if you had that? Let's say Kansas City over Kansas City and
so
Green
Kansas
Bay.
City over Green Bay. If you get it early, Kansas City to beat Green Bay right now is 550. Green Bay to beat KC is 10-1.
Wow. Ooh.
They like it. San Fran.
Only if it's San Fran. Yeah, that's if it's San Fran. Could it be one last one in it, man? If he is able to get past that and we get Kansas City. Now, you have ticket on, was it Kansas City or Green Bay?
I have two that are live. I have Green Bay to win the NFC.
And so winning this week, okay.
Yes, that's why I'm asking about the hedge. And I have Kansas City to win it all.
And
so those are my five.
So you could cash out in the Green Bay, and then what do you do with that? Do you double up on?
So I'm even asking right now this week because I have the Packers to win the NFC, Joe. All right? And it's like 10-1, let's say. Not a huge play, but, you know, whatever. The unit doesn't matter.
10-1. 10-1 is 10-1.
So here's my thing, though. The Niners to win the game are minus 350. Even in a hedge, that's not fiscally smart.
Nope,
you know what I mean?
Not helping your cause.
So here's what I'm thinking. I got two ways to skin this cat. Tell me if you like this, Joe. I'm already holding the Green Bay, right?
Right.
One way is I'm thinking a parlay of San Fran and the under. Because for me, the correlation, San Fran wins if they stifle everything, if this is a low-scoring defensive under kind of game.
And they're going to run like they did, right?
Yep. San Fran money line and under gets me to plus 150.
Okay.
Could that be my hedge against Green Bay?
There you go. You can put a little on that. Just to hedge out of that on the under. What would the what would an even money tease be? Let's say you took San Fran down and the total up, right?
Okay. So San Fran down and I moved the total up to like 51.5, let's say.
Yeah.
And
you'd go under with that. And you
it's
go
around
under
the same. It's around the same. They're giving me plus 135.
Okay, so
here's the other way.
That's exactly where you could look.
I got another way of doing it. Tell me, because this is a way I could technically hit them all. What if I just load up on over 49 or props, Joe?
Yeah.
What if I take all three running backs? You know what I mean? Something like that.
Right.
What if I take Mostert and Coleman and Breida anytime touchdown? Something like that. Or Jimmy G over, right?
I got to believe those would be juiced to hell, no?
I have to go shopping.
You'd have to go shopping on it.
Which approach do you like better as the hedge? Because I ain't laying negative 350 to hedge. Do I do the
I hate prop hedging because of the injury factor. You know, if Breida goes down or Jimmy goes down, what are you supposed to do with that ticket? Now you're screwed.
The Packers win and I get my 10-1. That's what I do.
Well, now, because that's the other thing I'm thinking about right now. If you let's say Packers win, right? So now you've already won, but now you've got Kansas City in the.
KC.
All right, so now you got the money that you just won from Green Bay, right? And now you've already got Kansas City. So what do you do? Do you double up on Kansas? Are you confident enough in Kansas City if Green Bay wins to put it all in and let's go? Let's ride it on KC.
Listen, I mean, if I hit the Green Bay conference win. Then right. I'm playing with gravy, right? So I'll prop. Right. To be honest, I might hedge again. I might hedge then.
You hedge again. All right. In your heart of hearts, do you think if it was Green Bay, Kansas City rolls?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes. I think Kansas City is the Super Bowl champion. Unless the San Francisco 49ers pull out one of these defensive efforts that they are capable of. But guess what? Sherman's a beast on one side of the field, but he ain't as fast as Tyreek Hill. And knowledge of route and schemes and stuff like that don't matter when you can't catch up to the man. you know?
That's a good point there.
I'm thinking
the better chance of the upset you think is going to lie in I'm Green Bay, correct? Like, so I know you got the ticket, but if we're being realistic here, do you like Green Bay's chances better than Tennessee?
I do, because I believe, listen, I do think as soon as Lamar was gone,
right?
I'm on Kansas City. You know, I've been kind of warming to this since Thanksgiving anyway.
Interesting. And now would you, you like the over in Kansas City? You think it's going to be a foot on the throat kind of situation here? Or do you think that game's going to be tighter?
I think it's going to be lower scoring. I believe in the Kansas City defense, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that's a good way to go, too. If you tease Kansas City down, you can pass them through 7-3, right? And get it down to what, 1.5?
And a half, one, a half, whatever.
And then you can jack the total up to 58.5 and take the under there. And Kansas City wins outright. And like you said, you believe in the defense and it's a grind them out kind of more game. They score in the 40s and cha-ching.
Honest. You know, I could do the tease, get the favorite to like whatever, 1.5, 1, call it whatever it is, something real little. And I'd move both totals up and go under them. Because I believe in these defenses.
You believe, yeah. So you like the unders, it sounds like, here with both of these games in the weekend, too. And it's so funny because both are going to keep going. I think that Tennessee one is going to continue to rise and continue to rise. I don't see it happening. But I know they're going to do it. I just don't see that happening. All right, some of our Make It Rain plays, we'll have them coming your way. We'll do that next here on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Wow.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
So I'm seeing some of the breakdown. It looks like the 49ers seem to be the one team anchoring a lot of the parlays and teasers thus far, Dane. And it's interesting that the Green Bay Packers, it looks like a majority of the bets, it's guys all in on the Packers on the money line. It looks like the Packers are going in. The Packers people are just going, give me the Packers to win it. Yeah, give it to me to win it outright. But it's funny because, like we just talked about, it looks like a lot of the parlays and teasers are seeing San Francisco as an anchor, which of course is leaving a little bit of liability there for the books. But with the Green Bay fans hammering the money line, it'll even out for the books like it always does because that's how it works. But there is some indication that if you do like San Francisco, that it could bounce back under 7. That's how good the flow of money towards Green Bay
is.
So
is on the Green Bay side, yeah. Plus,
yeah. So if you get it under a touchdown, I don't see any reason why. But the totals, I think, is something I'm going to be interested to follow throughout the week and see if there's an opportunity.
Joe, are you?
I am leaning under right now, but I am going to be interested to see what happens with the push of incoming money over the next couple of days, especially in this Green Bay San Francisco one. And the only reason I say this is that in the last three AFC NFC title games, when the number has come down at least a full point on the total down, it's hit the over. In the last three. So I'm wondering if
might be an overreaction of some sort, because I don't think anybody thinks San Francisco is going to, like, I think at that point, it's like they're never going to score. It's going to be 30 points. It's going to be, all right, well, how much are you, how much further down than the 44 and a half or 45 is the market going to let this go? And I think the other side is just going to keep going up to the point where people are going to be forced to buy it back down to the 50s. But even then, I think with the, you know, how big is Jones's injury to you on that Kansas City line?
It's
how big,
I
is that?
You guys on Sunday, I thought it was big. Derrick Henry may be more equipped than Carlos Hyde to exploit.
See, and that's why I would so lean the under in that game. Because
under,
if he's not in.
That's under. Yes.
That's an under all day. Could be the best. We'll see.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.